Let us begin with our devotional prayers in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle, in the dark affection of his wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of Heaven and Host, by the power of God, for us to tell Savior, and the Holy Spirit, who proud of the world, sweet rulers and souls, amen.
Hail.
Mother of mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you we cry for many children of Eve. To you we send up our sighs, mourning, and weeping, and valley tears. Turn in mercy to our pity, and thine eyes of mercy toward us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Lord, and our God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. A prayer to Saint Joseph, defender of life. Dearest Saint Joseph, at the word of an angel, you lovingly took Mary into your home. As God's humble servant, you guided the Holy Family on the road to Bethlehem. Welcome Jesus as your own son in the shelter of a manger, and fled far from your homeland for the safety of both mother and child. We praise God that as their faithful protector, you never hesitated to sacrifice for those entrusted to you. May your example inspire us also to welcome, cherish, and safeguard God's most precious gift. Help us to faithfully commit ourselves to the service and defense of human life, especially where it is vulnerable or threatened. Obtain for us the grace to do the will of God in all things. We welcome you here to Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church. We are happy that you're here to worship with us. If you're a new parishioner, please contact the office or see a sacristan after Mass, and they will gladly give you a welcome packet. At this time, please be sure to have your cell phone silent. 40 Days for Life is taking place from September 22nd through October 31st. There are more details in the bulletin. There will be a national rosary rally on Sunday, October 10th, that's today, from 12 to 1 across from McDonald's on Highway 41 in Donnell. There will be training for new altar servers on Sunday, October 10th, today, after the 10:30 Mass. If you are interested in becoming an altar server, please come early before the 10:30 Mass and report to the altar server room. Prayer group meets every Wednesday at 1 p.m. in the church office. All are welcome to join them. Prayer intentions can be left in the collection basket or prayer baskets at the side and rear of the church. The CCW invites you to pray the scriptural rosary next Monday, October 11th, in the church following the 8:30 a.m. Mass. All are welcome. The CCW will meet after the rosary in the parish hall. Just as a reminder, we will only pass the collection basket around once. Please put your weekly offering and school contribution in that basket. And thank you for your generosity. The Mass intention today is for the people. Our celebrant is Father Sojan. Please rise.
Our entrance hymn is Be Thou My Vision, number 396.
Thank you.
Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
So many friends coming together as God's family. Let us acknowledge our failures and shortcomings before the Lord, and ask His pardon and forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God, and you, my brothers and sisters,
that I have really sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my wrong,
through my conceit, lost. Therefore, I ask the Mary of Holy Virgin, for the angels and saints,
and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me, Lord of my God.
May the Almighty God of mercy on us forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Beyond health and comeliness, I loved her, and I chose to have her rather than the light because the splendor of her never yields to sleep. Yet all good things together came to me in her company, and countless riches at her hands. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The response to our verses from the Cantor, fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, indeed the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. No creature is concealed from him, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man lined, knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at these words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of God.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sometimes our question is very important, you know, and the deepest question tells something about who we are. The deepest question that we ask, you know, always tells something about who we are. And in today's gospel, this rich man, the young man, you know, he came and asked this beautiful, you know, deepest question of his life. You know, he asked, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He was rich, he was young, and this question, you know, like, it's very relevant or very meaningful, you know, like at that age, to ask that question. You know, like all the years, you know, when we grow up, we know, you know, our deepest question also changes, right? Like when we were all small, you know, the deepest question probably kind of, you know, that kind of childish. You know, like if I ask the young small kids today, "What are the questions? What do you like to have?" Sometimes they say, "I'm just looking forward to see, you know, I'm looking forward to get what I'm going to get this year for Halloween, maybe this year, you know." And then they may say, "Oh, maybe like what gift I'm going to get for Christmas or for my birthday," you know. Those kinds of things, you know, like when they are growing up, when they are small, you know, they have the deepest question of their life is that, "What am I going to get for the great feast?" and things like that. And as we grow up, we know those deepest questions also change about our relationship, about, you know, like our friends, about, you know, education, about getting married, and, you know, like, and then getting a house, and then a job, and all that, and then slowly it's all about, you know, getting your security, everything, you know, like, I mean, and towards the end, you know, we see, like, you know, all the entire question, you know, the deepest question, everything changes towards the end. Maybe the deepest question may be around, you know, like, it runs around about our life. What happens to me at the end of my life? What happens to me when I die? What happens to me after the death? You know, like, these are the questions, you know, like, so it changes over the years, right? And we experience that, you know, like, we were all growing up and, you know, and we know how it is. And you know, probably, therefore, you know, this question that this young man asked was, you know, he was a wise man. He was a, you know, young man, and he was really wise, and, you know, and Jesus said, go and do the commandments, you know, like, you know, don't worry. He said, hey, I have been doing all this. Now, have been doing all this from my childhood onwards, there is nothing wrong with me, I am fine. I am doing great, you know, like, this is good. And probably that is true. He was doing good. And, you know, there is nothing wrong with his generosity, there is nothing wrong with his wealth. But problem here in today's gospel, probably what I just want to share is, like, he was not able to trust in Jesus. He could not trust him. You know, he said, go and tell what you have. And then, you know, his faith fell. He had so many possessions and he went away sad. You know, and then sometimes, you know, this it happens to us. You know, sometimes when we hold on to stuff, you know, we think that, hey, this is what really will help me happy or to walk my life. If I just leave this, you know, like, no, this is the end of my life, you know. Sometimes we really need to let go some of these things that we are holding on. Now, as we get old, we know that we need to let go some of the stuff, right? Our energy, you know, our health, and, you know, things like that, our mobility. Sometimes we are not able to move as we were, you know, able to do when we are young, you know. Some of those things we really, you know, let go. And then when you let go things from your life, we can make room for God in our life. If you don't let go, if you hold on to things, you know, like, we cannot make room for God. And, you know, I think I have told you this story before, you know, like, in Africa, you know, like, I mean, they have the native African, you know, like, they have a kind of way of, you know, trapping the monkeys, you know, how they trap the monkeys, native African, you know, like, I mean, they have, you know, they take a big coconut, not just small itty bitty coconut, you know, shell that you see in a market, no, not that one, you know, like, I mean, when it is tender, it is big with white, you know, like, green stuff around it. You know, if you go to Miami and all that, you can see nice fresh coconut. You know, I am from a land of coconut, I know how it is. You know, like, you know, fresh coconut, tender coconut water is the best thing that we can have. You know, with a lot of, you know, minerals and potassium and all that. When people are sick, that is what they give. You know, like, nice tender coconut water. Inside there is that, you know, like, very tender stuff that is also is very, you know, tasty to eat. I mean, when it becomes hard, you know, like, when it is really ripened and mature, that is when we get that nice hard shell that inside that white stuff and all that. So what they do is, they take this big coconut and then, you know, like, make a hook on that and tie it to a tree. And they will drill a hole into the coconut, you know, like, where the tender area is there. And then they will, you know, make a small hole there. And then, you know, they will put peanuts in that. And when the monkeys comes, you know, like, they will just go and, you know, they slowly put their hand into this coconut to grab the peanut. When they grab the peanut, the fish becomes like this, right? They cannot take it out. Monkeys have got a problem. Once they hold on to something, they grab something, they will never leave that. Even if they die, they will never leave. They will hold on to that. And they will be running around in this coconut, and, you know, like, that's how they, if they just let go, they can take the hand out. And they can, you know, can go. They can go. You know, and that is what sometimes, like, that, I thought that's a beautiful analogy for us to reflect. Sometimes there are so many things that we really think that, hey, this is the way it is. If I just leave that, you know, I will not be happy. No, I cannot take it. You know, like, sometimes, you know, like, when we, you know, when we trust in God, when we let go things and trust in God, there are beautiful things that God has said, prepared for us. Sometimes we don't know. God has always better things for us. And therefore, sometimes if we don't let go of those things from our life, and if we hold on to the things, we cannot experience what is, you know, what is the best. what is good for us, what is, you know, what God has in store for us. And therefore, today, let us ask ourselves, my dear friends, you know, like this young, rich man, what is the deepest question of our life? We really need to ask ourselves that. What is the deepest question? Is it just, you know, like getting things and making money and all that? But, you know, the deepest question is always about our life. What happens to our life? Now, once we finish this life and then we go. And therefore, today, let us ask God's grace. And therefore, let us also try to let go some of those things that we are holding on, that we think that, you know, without this we cannot live. And when you let go, we make room for God in our life. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.
I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only God, Son of God, born of God before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through whom all things were made. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and
for our sake, he was crucified and crucified.
He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures.
He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord of eternal life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is the Lord glorified, who has spoken to the prophets.
I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
I confess all baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Trusting that the Lord provides for our needs, let us bring all the burdens of our hearts to the Father in heaven who loves us.
For the Church, may the Lord continue to bless her and protect her from all evil. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all nations and peoples, may the peace of Christ turn all swords into plowshares, resulting in healing and reconciliation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who bear financial responsibility for family, may God's providence free them from any anxiety. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For anyone in this faith community living through a time of strife, may the Holy Spirit bring peace and unity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have passed away from this life into the next, especially Gertrude Osmoska, the sister of Laura Hosley. May they be swiftly ushered into the eternal banquet of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our church draw together to support in prayer and through financial help the proclamation of the gospel through the efforts of the missions throughout the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our families. Pray for all those who have asked our prayers. well as the hospitals, nursing homes, of all parish. Gracious God, hear the prayers we offer to you in the trust that you will fulfill all our needs. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. During the preparation of gifts, we will sing number 524, O Beauty Ever Ancient. Pass over to the glory of heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundation of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed men in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Mystery of faith. Giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you, humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis of Pope and Gregory of Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. And especially we let us remember all the deceased members of our family, and all the deceased members of this parish family here. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy also, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, his spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who bow peace to you through throughout the ages we may want to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, God Almighty Father, the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. And safe from all distress as we wait the blessed of hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I give you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my heart shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Thank you.
feed us with the nourishment which comes from the most holy body and blood of your Son, so you may make us sharers of his divine nature. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
And the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth and bless the Son.
Have
a nice day.
Thank you.
As we present forth, let us sing number 380.